Good afternoon, sir. Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Jose Castillo, Junior 22-551.
Okay, Mr. Castillo, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing. You have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and myself. I'm Michael Johnson, so I'll be acting as your hearing lead. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. Mr. Castillo, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that informed you that you were having this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes.
On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, myself.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. So you have two allegations listed on your warrant. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Sir, I see that you also have a departmental report number that's attached to your warrant. So I'm also going to give you the option, sir, to plead the fifth, okay? The reason you're giving the option to plead the fifth is that these proceedings are tape recorded, and then any of the attorneys, whether defense or prosecution, can subpoena these records in for any further hearings that you may have, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your engagement in physical assaultive behavior on or about August 15, 2018 at 856 North Longmoor, Scottsdale, Arizona. So is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
The fifth.
Okay. So allegation number two states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to maintain contact on or about January 12, 2019 after being released from the South River Department of Correction as written directed on July 24, 2019 says that your whereabouts are unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. So is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
From what date to what date? That was counting.
Okay. It says that...
I could put it here because I got a bad ear, so I don't want my eardrums.
Let me go back over that entire... I'm going to go over that entire allegation with you again, so if you don't hear me or you can't understand me, please let me know, okay? No problem. Okay? Allegation number two states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to maintain contact on or about January 12, 2019, after being released from the Salt River Department of Corrections, as written, directed on July 25, 2019. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false, or you want to take the fifth?
Is the fifth saying that I don't
want to
say nothing, or what?
The fifth, you have a right, sir, to take a fifth, which means that you don't want to say anything at this time, sir, or you can say whether it's true or false.
Do I get to explain myself, or I don't understand, when I got a Salt River Department of Corrections, my officer had told me to contact him. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
True.
Okay. All right, then. So, knowing that you said that allegation number one, you took the fifth, sir, I'm not going to ask you any questions or anything with that. I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Turner, to get some additional information on allegation number one.
Yes, sir. Also, that date on allegation number two, it's a typographical error. It should be 2018.
Yes, sir.
7/25 of 2018.
Okay, make note that that's correct.
Yes, allegation number one. On 8/15/2018, in approximately 11:42 hours, SRPD officer Larson, number 346, was dispatched to 856 North Longmore Road, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85256, in reference to the subject sticking a knife to the victim's throat. Call comments indicated the suspect was a male wearing a black football jersey coming out of the back door. Upon arrival of SRPD, Officer Larson and other officers cleared the back of the residence. SRPD Officer Larson assisted in clearing a trailer in the back of the home. A Hispanic male, Abel Cardenas, came out, and SRPD Officer Larson detained him and escorted Abel to a marked police vehicle and placed him in the back. SRPD Officer Larson went back to the trailer to stand guard while other officers searched the home. The scene was cleared and a knife was found and photographed. It was a black knife under the stairs to the back door of the home next to a 24-ounce beer. SRPD Officer Larson made contact with the victim identified as Lisa Ortiz, and she stated her and her boyfriend, the offender, were fighting about pictures on her wall. Lisa stated the house belonged to her. Lisa stated she made food and was going to eat when the next thing she knew, she was on the ground with the offender Castillo on top of her with a knife to her throat saying, "Are you ready, bitch? I'm not fucking playing with you. Think I'm playing?" Lisa showed SRPD Officer Larson where the offender had the knife to her throat. SRPD Officer Larson noticed she had minor swelling and photographs were taken. SRPD Officer Larson asked Lisa if she wanted medical attention. She said no. Lisa stated her and Jose had been drinking alcohol right before the incident. SRPD Officer Larson invited Lisa she could get an order of protection, and she stated she did not want one. SRPD Officer Larson asked Lisa what the knife looked like, and she stated it was wrapped in the offender's blue bandana and had what appeared to be a Bob Marley circle on it. SRPD Officer Larson went back to where the knife was located and collected it for evidence. SRPD Officer Larson made contact with the offender who was sitting in a patrol vehicle, handcuffed to the rear, and read his Miranda rights verbatim from the department-issued Miranda card at approximately 12:20 hours. SRPD Officer Larson asked the offender if he understood, and he responded, "Yeah." The offender stated he was holding Lisa down because she suffers from episodes. The offender stated that Lisa takes pills for her liver. The offender stated the knife we found was his, but he had lost it 2 weeks ago. He stated the 24-ounce beer was also his, and he put it down next to the stairs before police arrived. SRPD Officer Larson advised the offender that he was under arrest for aggravated domestic violence, and he stated he understood. SRPD Officer Larson made contact with Abel, and he stated he saw the offender pull the knife out of his back pocket and put it under the stairs. The knife was later impounded in the Salt River Property and Evidence Bureau. SRPD Officer Larson watch guard body camera was on and functioning during the incident. Based on the facts, evidence, and information gathered, Jose Castillo was charged with aggravated domestic violence and booked in the Salt River Department of Corrections.
All right, thank you, Mr. Turner. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Castillo on allegation number two, and based on the information presented in warrant number 2018-W2366, and information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, I am going to move to find that Mr. Castillo was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself. Second. Ms. Rittenhouse. Agree. Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Castillo?
Yeah.
So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board would make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, give you an opportunity to present any information that you'd like to present to the board, and see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Castillo was released from ADC custody on 7/17/2018 and arrested on 1/22/2019 by Salt River PD on a charge of assault, domestic violence. He was returned back to ADC custody on 1/24/2019 with an adjusted CSED of 7/27/2019 with 10 abscondes. Current conviction, 2011, commitment B, count one, aggravated assault, 7 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment B, count four, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2006, commitment A, count one, aggravated assault, 3 years. 2006, commitment A, count two, aggravated assault, 3 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the tagging crew El Monte Hicks from California and an associate of the STG Warrior Society. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, skunked for 52 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary is significant with disorderly conduct, intoxicants, and drugs noted. Under arrest, 1999, burglary, second degree, California felony conviction, state prison. 2012, stolen property, California, pending charges. Has a GV score of G4, V5. Status of charges, he was sentenced to 150 days in the Salt River Department of Correction, which I believe has been served already, and an $1,800 fine.
Okay, so I see that when you were released, you were approved to reside at the 856 North Longmore Road in Scottsdale. Were you staying there at the same time when you were arrested, sir?
Yes, I was there. I was living there.
Were you working during that period of time, sir?
Yes, I was doing landscaping for the reservation.
Okay. So you were referred to go to CHC for substance abuse counseling. How come you didn't complete that class, your classes?
I did go to those classes right here in Salt River Jail. I wrote to my professor, and I sent them 5 certificates that I had completed classes, substance abuses, domestic violence, alcohol. There was some other two I got, and I had referrals from the counselors from Salt River Jail that I was participating in programs and completing the classes. I had sent all my certificates to my professor, Rolando. That's the one that I don't know who this professor is. But when I got out, my professor was Rolando or something like that. That's who I wrote to and send my certificates to the Mesa office.
Okay.
And I don't know whether or not bringing up those completed classes that I had completed. All my certificates were sent there, but I sent them personally, the original ones.
Okay. So, sir, I see that you also had to take UAs that you were assigned to take random urinalysis tests. You had the color prom. It looks like on July 17th, you tested positive for meth and heroin. Then July 26th, you tested again positive for meth and heroin. So, sir, did you relapse or were you just...
When I went to the program?
No, when you went to task and you tested. Well, you didn't...
For the 3 days?
Yes, well, no.
I had relapsed. I had told my professor that I had relapsed, and he told me that he whenever I needed help or if I needed help to go to him and let him know and send me to the program. So he sent me to that program. He only gave me a three day sent over there. He sent me for only 3 days, but I wrote to him and I asked him if I could please go back over there, because I really wanted to go back over there instead of coming. Because I told him I have a problem, I have a drug problem, so I told him instead of coming back to prison, because prison is not going to help me, it's going to make me a worse person. And it's not gonna harm me with the drug situation, because I came out dirty and I told him I was dirty. I told him I had a habit. I told him I had a habit, and it's not gonna help me. And if I can go back to that place he sent me for those 3 days, that it would help me. I would really get something out of that. And so he told me he would, but he never. I wrote to him letters and I sent him letters and asked him, and he never responded.
Okay. Well, Mr. Pastore, the board's going to go into discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. I need you to stay on the phone so you can hear the conversation taking place with the board, okay? We will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, the board's now going into discussion. It looks like Mr. Castillo was out, got out in July, and as soon as he got out, he was tested positive for methamphetamine. And then he tested in July 26th, he tested positive for meth, and prior to that he tested positive for meth and heroin also. Said that he was working during that period of time, he was doing some landscaping. He was living at the residence on Longmore when he was arrested. He actually got arrested by the South River Police Department for an assault domestic violence. Looks like he did 150 days in jail at the South River Police Department for that. I think that based on the information we have and the fact that Mr. Costello did relapse and he was arrested and sentenced to a long period of 3 months or 4 months for domestic violence, that he has a release date, which is about a little over five months away on July 27th of 2019. And he does have a previous record for absconding. I think it's going to be best for Mr. Castillo to go ahead and complete his time. When he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. However, I am willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Not seeing any comments coming from the colleagues, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Castillo, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and have lapses about the lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second, Ms. Whitmouse, agreed, Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Costello, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on January 27th of 2019, a little over 5 months from now, sir. I would hope that while you're still there, so try to get involved and enrolled in any NA or AA programs, work at your CO3.
When would I be released, July?
July 27th of 2019, sir.
July 29th?
27th.
July 27th?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. July 27th. July 27th. Okay? Mr. Castillo?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you understand your release date? You'll be released on July 27th, 2019. The board voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. I do want to thank you for taking the opportunity to appear and participate with this board, sir. Could you put the CO3 on the line?
Yeah.